are now joined in by Robert Rai, who is from CTDSS, who will be telling us more about what that stands for and what they do as an organization. Good morning, Robert. It's good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having me.
Right, first of all, tell us about CTDSS. What does it stand for and what do you do as an organization?
Okay, thanks for the opportunity to tell you more about organization. CTD stands for Conflict Transformation for Development, and it was formed in the year 2015, majorly to promote peace through economic empowerment to conflict-affected communities in South Sudan.
Okay. Well, what is your comment on the message by Edmond Yekani? You may not have listened to it, but the key message there, he's calling on authorities to immediately introduce plans and strategies to address potential risks that could be brought about by the coming rainy season. And we have witnessed that every time there's a rainy season, floods wreak havoc here and there. So what are your comments in that regard?
Okay. In regards to that, what I can say is, climate change, it's something that is there and we can't really deny it. It's something very visible, and if we don't do anything about it, it's going to affect our life in the coming years. So we must address it in so many ways.
So what ways can we address it?
Majorly like creating awareness. Telling people like the
rainy season is coming.
The rainy season is coming, and also the negative impact of this climate change.
Right. So, is creating awareness as on its own enough?
No. It's not.
So, what else can be done?
Apart from that, we also like what we do. We train farmers on how to plant more trees.
To mitigate, right? So does that mitigate floods or soil erosion?
Generally, the I think floods also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you say that climate change is a real thing, and it does affect our life. But how has this impacted on lives in South Sudan?
It has affected South Sudan in so many ways. Currently, what's happening in Unity State? I think in recently, not so long ago, and that the river flooded the whole area of Unity State, so people had to move from that place to the border of Sudan and South Sudan. In a way, also, like it led to so many fights in between the Arabs of the north and the South Sudanese.
Fighting for resources.
Exactly.
Right. So we're looking at farming being the backbone of our economy, because even economists say that until we begin to be a producing country, we will still face what we're facing in terms of economic crisis. So South Sudan has potential to be a breadbasket, and we have potential to even feed our sister or neighboring countries. What can be done to achieve this? In terms of course, climate change, and in terms of farming.
Climate change, to combat it, it's a collective responsibility that requires all of us to pay attention to it.
Okay, so is it possible that South Sudan can become the breadbasket?
Yeah, it's very possible. We have a very fertile land.
Okay. Well, Robert, thank you so much for coming to speak to us. So what is your message to the leadership out there to make sure that we as a country do realize our potential when it comes to agriculture and amidst climate change? What is your message out there to the government for South Sudan to reach her potential amidst climate change?
What I can say is that if the government doesn't involve itself in these activities, then our effort will be useless.
So the people alone cannot manage.
They can't.
So the government needs to take center stage.
Yes.
Right. Well, Robert, thank you so much. Are there any other things that you do as your organization apart from training farmers?
We do peace building. Capacity building, and also this environmental conservation. Those are key thematic areas.
Okay.
Yes.
So with regards to, since we're talking about climate change, of course my interest will be environmental conservation. So how many people have you tried to train in that area?
Since we started to train about 500 community members in Malakal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how has this impacted their lives where they are?
In a way, they are much aware of what's going to happen right now, and from what they are saying, they are going to cooperate in every way.
Okay.
Yes.
Robert Wright, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add on your activities when it comes to climate change and the rainy season?
No.
Okay. Robert, thank you so much for your time.
Well, and thanks for having me on the show.
Right. And Robert is from the CTDSS program. And of course, they look at environmental conservation. They look at climate change. Now, if you have a strong view or comment, please send it to 0912-177-141. Stay tuned. This is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning.